and welcome to The Great Beyond, an Is This Good companion pod where I catch up with my friend and yours, Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming and producing the show. She's nice and relaxed after celebrating Prime Minister's Day. It's Rachel Doyle.
Yeah, it really gets me into a meditative state.
Wow. We have President's Day, which we just celebrated on Monday.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
But as far as I know, we don't have a Prime Minister's Day in Canada. We have, on the same day, we have Family Day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But it's not exactly an executive branch, is it? Like, the president's is an act, like, that is a full branch of the government. Not so much in Canada.
Oh, right. So you're saying due to the parliamentary system.
Yes.
The prime minister isn't really as much of a bully pulpit figurehead as he or she. Well, not she. We've had a female prime minister
in Canada
for 7 seconds. But God, oh.
What a time. What a summer that
was.
What
a time. The wokest 7 seconds in Canadian history. Yes, so good. I'm glad we're all relaxed. Do you know why we celebrate President's Day on that day?
No.
It's George Washington's birthday.
Research.
Okay.
I didn't know. No, Jill said that to me. She said, do you know that it's George Washington's birthday? I said, yeah, obviously I knew that.
Get a cake, baby.
I did not know that.
Who doesn't know that? So so we've got Family Day in Ontario. What does Quebec have? Is it Family Day there too? Or is it...
Maybe we do. My instinct is always to say no. Like, in Quebec, we try not to celebrate your petty, square-headed, boring English holidays. We like to walk our own
day.
Path. But we do. We love our families in Quebec all the same. But, JD, welcome back. Did anything good or not good happen to you this week? At All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis,
which
is where you were.
Yeah, I mean, my answer was I went to All-Star Weekend. It was my 13th All-Star Weekend.
And they keep getting better.
They do. This one was good. This one was
okay.
It was quite good. There was a snowstorm. It reminded me of Dallas, weirdly, which there was a snowstorm the day after we arrived, this time. We arrived on Thursday, had our live show on Friday. Shout out to all the pee hounds that came up to me.
Oh, let's hear about that. What's going on there? So obviously we have our pee hounds.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/isthisgood.
Yeah.
And some of them are fans of No Dunks, or some of them have never heard of No Dunks and drove down to Indianapolis to get a glimpse of the producer who wasn't even on stage.
No, it, none of those.
That's why I go see Bruce Springsteen for John Landau.
Yeah, it was. I met Hootsky. I met Lawrence, aka Hootsky, aka Chris. I met Lawrence, aka C Jax All In. I met Graphic Mark, the elusive Graphic Mark. Yes, yes. He gave me a hat. Not this hat. This was given to me by CJ Toledano, who I also saw, but not at the live show.
Former Is This Good guest?
Absolutely.
And husband of Megan Gailey, also.
Yes.
Former Is This Good guest?
Yes, who together took their toddler to Indiana for All-Star. Megan has family there. And she was doing a set. I couldn't figure out where it was, and I wouldn't have been able to go anyway, but I did want to go. So shout out to you, Megan. But yeah, a lot of...
how did you get the hat? Was he at your live show?
Where did I see him? I think I saw him at Saturday Night Dunk Contest.
Okay, standing on a street corner handing out his hats?
Wait, stop. Fuck, where did I see him? I turned around. Oh, it was
Rachel,
like,
stop the record.
Like, what button?
We can't have anyone seeing the wheels in JD's mind.
Was he at the live show? I don't. It was in a bar setting. I turned around and it was like, oh, CJ, how's it going? But I don't think it was a live show. Maybe it was. Anyways, I saw.
And he
CJ.
Said, "I'd like you to have this hat off my head."
It was. It was. Oh, I know where it was. It was at the CAA party. Ever heard of it?
Oh, Creative Artists Agency, folks. Again, I was a CAA Sports.
CAA Sports, but still. CJ was there, and that's where I saw him. And then on, he brought a bunch of merch to Saturday night. I didn't actually get to see him on Saturday night, but our man Jerome did, and he appeared in the media section with all hats for everybody.
Okay.
So.
God, thank God we figured that out.
Cool story, bro.
Okay, Rachel, turn the podcast back on.
Oh, my God. That hamster was working hard.
Okay,
well,
so let's hear about the peahounds. Were they good? Good,
no, they're
good, nice people? Good stock?
Good stock. very, very complimentary of the show. I wish both of you had been there. They were very complimentary to you, Rachel. She didn't believe me, but almost every person to a person said, I love the show. I love the thing with Matteo, and I love having Rachel as a great addition to the show.
That's
so
nice. I thought you were just being extra kind because I was like, so how was that? Did anybody miss
us? Oh, you're fishing big time.
Why are you? Because did you want to go or something, Rachel?
Yeah, she's just looking for compliments.
No,
she's just looking for affirmation.
Yeah. I just have a fantasy of us, you know, you and Matt and I, like, well, you're
oh,
already.
Oh, okay. Wait, whoa. Slow down there. Hey, awkward.
Can you discuss it with me before you bring it to the air? Jesus.
Polyamory is in the news and
it's
on
trending,
this show.
Folks. That's how we're going to get the videos seen.
No.
That's not what I meant. God. That Matt and I go along sometime and get to meet people. Well, that's all.
I keep saying, come to Vegas. We should do an Is This Good actual event. Not a show. Not a show.
You don't feel like
but
just
a meet
chatting?
And greet.
Okay.
An
what if we opened for the No Dunks show? We just went up there, did a tight five.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. I was thinking, like, when we're backstage and, you know, it's fucking dead quiet. It's a snowstorm. Like, people are literally, like, people taking 1 hour drives. It took them like 3-4 hours to get there. Like,
Jesus.
It was bad. We held the show for 15 minutes, and I just thought to myself, God, we should have an opener. We should have somebody out there sort of warming up the crowd because they were literally and figuratively ice cold when they walk in, right? And it's just like, but there is a nice tension in the air. I had jam band music playing the full hour that we were open. So a lot of tension building. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, why jam band music?
Because it's
like
the most irritating music to listen to. You know what I mean?
So cruel.
What's the idea that once the No Dunks guys come on, people will appreciate it even more because they'll be like, oh, thank God that music stopped?
Yeah, there's a whole science behind comedy shows and stuff. You know, if you ever go to Yuck Yucks, they play the most obnoxious sort of rock, like in-your-face music, like super loud. They're packed in tight, you know, like it's an environment to create tension. And like David Letterman would have the theater completely ice cold because, you know, it just made people more alert and awake and ready to laugh.
Oh, you didn't even have to do that because they didn't were freezing to begin with.
Yep.
Your story that you were telling about Lawrence was terrifying to me.
Yeah, I was worried for him. He took his Tesla in a snowstorm from Toronto to Indiana. He's talking about like I'm getting sweaty palms as he's telling me the story of how he, you know, had to like draft behind big rigs, you know, because he was at 14% and still
like,
had like
he was in a Peloton.
Miles. Yeah, totally. Exactly. And like cars are spinning out left and right, but he's like, but anyways, he made it. So shout out to Lawrence. It's always great to see the peahounds out in the wild, and they're always so nice. And Hootsky, same thing. I think he had like a multiple hour trip, and then he was going right back the next day. He came out just to see us.
Wow.
Well, just to see us.
To see them, actually.
Oh, to see them. Okay. Well, hey, from what you're describing, snowing, no one's in the crowd, it's dead quiet,
there's jam
band hold music on, playing. On. I would have loved to open in that scenario.
Yeah, it was, we had a great turnout, considering. I mean, there were definitely people who couldn't make it, which was unfortunate, so. But, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? That's Mother Nature. Now, I'd like to know from your perspective, you walk in, you've got to play music, you've got to get video to a screen that's behind the guys, mm-hmm. you've got to record multiple cameras. I don't know if you're switching them live.
It was.
And then you've got to get that out as a both podcast and a video show. What was your level of panic when you walked into a room you've never been in before?
When you, it's always high, very high when you first walk in, and you, and then because you never know what you're going to run into. Like you, you know, the sound person could be a complete dick. You know, the
could be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've had our sound people in the past who were, you know, what, you know, not into it or whatever. But this place was amazing. They had three of the almost the identical cameras that we have in the Classic Factory, same switcher, but on a smaller scale. So like we went in expecting to get just set up a one camera on sticks just to have a bit of video to put up on YouTube, but then we end up doing a multicam, you know, shoot, and we had Jerome getting like an extra sort of B-roll, like a B-cam, getting the crowd shots and stuff that he dropped in. He put together the final product while I was drinking out with the VIPs.
Damn, all stars are getting easier.
They are. They really are. But it was part of it was pure luck. Like just the club had its shit together, and they were super nice. So
oh okay.
So good. That's always nice. So we're the search starts now for San Francisco.
Oh, it's San Francisco next year.
Next year, yeah, yeah. Which okay. could be a shit show trying to find a live venue. So. But we'll see.
What about where we did our thing in Oakland?
That's what I thought. I suggested it to the guys. when we were on the No Season Requirements.
They don't have any cameras. No they cameras. Don't have a sound guy at all. And they have 30 to 40 pinball machines making a racket. So I think it's a perfect place for a live show.
In your mind, was it actually 30 to 40 pinball
machines?
No, it
was probably 5 to 7.
It's 5. But
one pinball machine.
Oh, fuck. It was I couldn't believe it. They were having a pinball tournament the night of our show. Like, we have Darrell Wright and, wait, was it Darrell?
Mark Spears.
Mark Spears, that's right. In Oakland, and we had, I started the show, the podcast version, I came on, and I never do this, but I, like, came on and was like, oh, guys, just so you know, the sound quality on this podcast is absolute garbage. Enjoy the show. And then we started the show.
What's your reaction when you hear, because every now and then I will hear that on a podcast I listen to, like, hey guys, just so you know, the guest's mic cut out halfway through and they didn't realize, and it's just the audio from their computer, but they are far away, but
yeah, yeah.
It's still good. Don't worry. It's still good. It's all there. It's a great show. So listen, my immediate reaction is frankly, sadly, well, I'm not going to listen to this one.
I mean, yes, yes, that, you know me, I'm like, never apologize. Never apologize for what you're about to do or what you're about to present to people. Yeah, like, they probably won't notice. But then
you know, Stephen A. Smith disagrees with you. He's always saying, I'm sorry, before he makes a deft point. And it's working for him.
Yeah, maybe I should change my policy. Apologize for everything else. Yeah, in my
for
life.
Everything. So, we're sorry about this whole show.
Fucking,
not, and I don't mean this show we're recording right now. The whole every episode you've ever listened to.
That's right.
Very sorry you've had to do that.
Yeah, yeah. What an imposition for people.
Can I make a case for pinball being the hardest arcade game?
Sure.
Because we went to one of Jill's friends had a birthday party last week at an arcade. A barcade.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what an arcade is? You know what a bar is.
Right.
So this is a barcade. So I think you can see what I'm getting at here. It's like Chuck E. Cheese, but for adults. Mm. Wait, isn't that Dave and Buster's? Yeah, I guess so.
I guess, yeah. I've never been to a Dave and Buster's, but go on.
Well, this is like a cool indie Dave and Buster's.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, there was like... one room that had all the old, like, Frogger, Galactica, those kind of games. Is it Galactica?
Galaga.
What am I? Gattaca?
Gattaca is a movie. It's a great movie. But...
Ethan Hawke.
There might be a video game named Galactica. I don't know. There's Battlestar Galactica. That's a TV show.
Oh, that's probably what it was. Okay, Galaga. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Classics.
All those style of game, classic games.
Yeah.
Like probably the Ninja Turtles, which I know is older than newer than
newer.
That.
That's
but anyways, then there was a separate room that was all pinball. And I'm always drawn towards the pinball room just because it's like, I know how this, my instinct is say, I know how this works. I pull the thing, the ball goes in, there's only two buttons. And then I start playing and I'm like,
I'm in a pinball game
what's
right now.
What's happening?
Whoa.
Give it a little.
Did you just get?
Give what?
Did you just go into Tron?
See the? Yes.
What do you want?
Look up at the light that's flickering, which is right there.
This one.
This will be a great opportunity for me to give check it a waggle.
No, don't do that. She's fucking hitting it.
You said wag, and I immediately.
All right, no. The power has gone out. JD is in darkness. I cannot see him.
Yes.
Rachel, this is Rachel's biggest test. All right, I'll narrate. She's looking for the light switch.
There's a wire connecting it. No. On the light itself. On the light itself.
Yes.
I give it a waggle. Just touch it. There you go. You got it.
That is the solution?
Yeah, that's the solution.
Give it a waggle? What I do to my penis after I've finished peeing at a urinal?
Yep. What you do to your penis right before you walk through the x-ray machine at the airport. Just give him a bit of a show, you know?
Where's my applause?
Your applause?
Thank you. A slow one.
Hey, and I did have two texts, Rachel, so thank you for allowing me to read those. I do appreciate that.
Sorry, what were pinball machine?
Oh, I was talking about pinball. So then as soon as I started, I'm like, oh, this is actually the most complicated game because you'll hit something. Like the ball will go into one of those little holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then like texts will, and I'm like, I can't. I'm so focused on this ball popping out and not going between the things that I can't read.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a Sopranos game, and it's like, Christopher brings over, and I'm like, what? hit three gabagool bone power-ups.
Oh, you hit the gabagool. Nice.
Oh, you got the, you got the baked ziti bonus. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going
Karen
on.
Karen ziti. Uh-oh, wah, wah.
Anyways, I find it's extremely complicated to actually know. So are most people, I would like to know, is are most people that play pinball just kicking the ball around there, trying to hit the things, trying to go through those little metal pipes and just seeing how long they can keep the ball in the air? Or are people being like, oh, when I hit the 20, now I got to make sure that I hold the ball so that when this thing starts sliding over there, I hit it twice
before
it can go. I mean, like, is anyone actually doing that?
There must be strategy. The pinball wizard had it down, remember?
He did. He could not neither see nor hear anything, but he had a strategy.
Mm-hmm. But there's also no digital screens
right
at the time that Pete Townsend was playing the silver ball.
You're right. I've seen people, I've been like, there was a bar that I used to work at and they had a pinball machine right next to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
a barcade.
It wasn't a barcade.
How many video game machines do you need in a bar before it becomes a barcade?
Wow.
Because we've all walked into a bar that has like one of those little photo hunt machines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On the bar. Okay, that's not a barcade.
No.
Or like maybe one NBA Jam machine.
Yeah, no, it's 10. I think 10.
10 to 20. 10 minimum.
Oh, 10 minimum. For a barcade, like, come on in. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, 10. I'm happy with that.
You have been to a Dave & Buster's, by the way.
I have.
Remember when you kicked everyone's ass? We went with three couples.
That wasn't a Dave & Buster's.
Yes, it was. Was
it?
Yeah, it was.
Ooh,
you did
they
the
go-karts?
Go-karts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were awesome.
How could I forget that?
Daddy loves go-karts.
Damn, he does.
Love it.
So any other All-Star Weekend thoughts before we...
All-Star Weekend, you know.
Before we end this show.
I have an addendum to my always check your bag.
Oh.
Okay. You're right. Always check your bag on a flight is your rule.
Yeah. I did have to check a bag this time because I had a lot of gear with me, and I also transported a very... well, it wasn't. I wouldn't say massive, but it was very bulky. Jerome ordered a fleece, so it wouldn't fit in my my carry on. Anyways, I was going to check a bag anyway. I like checking a bag, and it went off without a hitch. But here's the addendum.
Yeah,
always check a bag. Never check a coat because it took me about 45 minutes to leave the CAA party because I checked my fucking coat, and I ended up having to go to the back and find it myself. And when I went back there, the like things that cannot be unseen, the, like
ooh,
just in terms of jackets everywhere. Oh. Like, it looked like a bomb went off.
Like, you meant people were back there getting it on?
No, no, no. Well, it was like probably five or six panicked staff, event staff, looking for jackets. Like, and they were everywhere. Like, just
you gotta have a system. If you don't have a system, everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
They might as well have just like. You check your coat, and then it's just someone, there's a bed behind them, and they just throw it on top of the bed. Hey, if you're working coke, we need to, you know, it's like I always see on the internet, like, hey, we're looking for someone to work coke check tonight. Like, we, you know, we don't have someone. You got to bring at least a twin bed, though.
Right. Yeah, not a bed to be seen, but goddamn, there were coats everywhere, like just weird piles.
Did you lose your ticket, or they just,
no.
It had a, like, A24 on it.
A very stylish,
cool coat.
Yeah, very independent. It was over
very
the corner,
indie, an indie
smoking
coat.
A cigarette by itself. No, I, and here's the thing as well. I didn't actually know exactly what my coat looked like because I live in Atlanta, you know?
So a sir, we can't find it. What does it look like?
It's like,
I don't know. That's how you fit. That's how you realize you have Alzheimer's. It's a movie.
It's like, I could not, if they asked me, I could not describe the color of it. It's like, it's kind of brownie bronze, I guess, but it's just like a Uniqlo generic sort of parka, the kind that you just put in a tiny, tiny bag and you pull out for, you know, on occasion when it's cold out, which is never, mm-hmm. right? So so I'm like, I went back there, I'm hammered, and I have no idea what I'm looking for. I have a general sense. And then I'm like...
Just that it's a coat.
It's, yeah, so luckily it was sort of on the top of one of the piles. And I just was like... Is this it? I mean, I had nothing to indicate that it was mine other than the color of it, and it was from Uniqlo. That's it.
Okay, that's why. That's how you know you're at a CAA sports park, okay? If it was CAA regular and Tom Cruise couldn't find his coat...
Oh, my God.
There'd be problems. Now, on the other hand, if Malika Andrews doesn't know where her puffer is, you know, it's not as big a deal.
Right, right.
Yeah. Was it a heavy room?
Heavy in terms of peeps?
Yeah. Where you walk around, you say... Wow, in the presence of so much greatness here today.
Well, I did see Matt Barnes, which I thought was, I thought that was cool. You know, I love Matt Barnes.
You love Matt Barnes.
And I've never met him before in the flesh. You met him. You interviewed him in LA for No Season Required. Was it No Season Required?
Yeah. I think so.
And I didn't go on that shoot, but I edited that one. Anyways, it's always, you're always so shocked how tall these guys are. And Channing Frye as well, who worked with Tass for like, you know, months and months, a year really, on the handles when they worked together.
Oh, right.
Who was absolutely thrilled to see Tass, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, God damn, Channing Frye, he is tall, man. Like, anyway, basketball players, they're tall. I saw Woj.
That's my big takeaway from All Star Weekend.
I saw CJ.
They're so close to the rim; they barely have to jump.
It was you know, and that was the first time I've ever gone to the CAA party. We get invited every year, but I never go. But I'm glad I did.
Okay. I'm glad you went. Get out there.
Get out there. Meet some people.
Get out of your comfort zone, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what people keep telling me.
Is your comfort zone that comfortable, Jason?
No, I don't know what a comfort zone is. So, yeah. Anyway, I got out of my comfort zone, and it was good.
Proud of you. And the content was great. Great content.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, shout out to Jerome, of course, and shout out to the guys. I mean, they killed it. So, it was a great live show. It was a great
Live show was great. I listened to it. Did not watch it. I watched it just to see what it was, but then I listened to it.
Appreciate that. That's good. A double download for us, so appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I only watched 1 second on YouTube. I just got a sense of it.
A view is a view.
I didn't
view,
want
Matt.
It to count.
A view is a view.
Okay. Speaking of No Dunks content, my not good was. Let me start with a general question. Do you feel like if I said, what did the pandemic feel like? Like the deep pandemic, like 2020 pandemic.
Right.
What did it feel like?
You're asking
would
me?
Would you know? Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know.
Right?
You know.
Isn't that weird?
When I hear stories of people, you know what? I took up macrame and it changed my life. You know, like that kind of thing. Like, goddamn, I worked my ass off during the pandemic. Like, I never stopped working. I worked harder.
But for you, is it because you feel like it was not that different from normal times?
Right, yeah.
Like, you're basically in your house, which you are anyways, recording the show in your house, which you are anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had an office space that we went to every day, but other than that, I mean, you know, it was sort of back to basics. It was just back to, you know, when I was sequestered in Toronto doing the show when we first got hired at The Athletic. And then that was back to us doing the show on Skype. So it's just me in a dark room in my underwear staring at a screen in the first thing in the morning. So
right,
all of that was the same. So, yeah.
Okay, well, what about you, Rachel, then? Do you have a sense of what the pandemic was like?
I mean, I think I get that gut feeling of, like, isolation now and then to think about it, where you know, we would walk on the trails and stuff, but actually wear masks on the trails and people not wanting to be near you at all. It's a weird feeling, you know, when you remember it. Like, here's a deep, weird sense. And one show that we started watching after the pandemic, was it The Last Man on Earth? There are weird, like, you can kind of like, oh yeah, like, everybody's, but it aired before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you know, everybody's dead except a few. Like, there's no one anywhere. So actually, we were watching it during the pandemic, so that made it extra weird.
Yeah.
But that was...
I can't move on without asking you would you like to apologize for wearing your masks outside?
Well,
no, people want you to apologize.
Apologize for
wearing our masks?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Wait, why do they want you to apologize? There was, like, signs on the trail that said, wear masks, and I was like...
Okay. Really? In Georgia? Shape.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, fuck. But I would wear the gaiters, too, yeah, which would be
more
useless. Why
don't you have a three-way with Dr. Fauci at this point?
He's not that bad looking.
He's not. No, he's great. He's great. We should all be so lucky to look that way. And I guess... all you have to do is just wear a mask all the time because the elements never hit his face. That's why it looks so good.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I was hit in the face with a big dose of pandemic remembrance.
Because, okay.
This guy, Josh Bryce, on Twitter shared a video. I guess it was while there was no content because No Dunks wasn't on. So he said, anytime I'm all out of No Dunks or Is This Good, I always go back to the greatest of all time happy hour for some good larfs. I had to screenshot this, though. All six of these guys being dudes for their, I think, the last time on screen. Good times. I miss Lee Ellis with y'all. So it was a screen cap of the six of us. Sorry, I just hit my mic in, you know, a Zoom screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I went back and I just clicked through a bit of it. And I was like, I really needed this because I don't remember what the pandemic felt like, even though it was basically 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And just seeing that, the energy in that Zoom room, I was like, oh, no, it's all coming back to me now. It's all bad. We were on the Zoom for 4 hours and 36 minutes. That's how lonely and cabin fever-ish we were. 4 hours and 36 minutes just chatting. On a Zoom, we're all shit-faced by the end.
Yeah, yeah.
You were all by yourself though too. Like you.
Yeah, I know, but that's what was making me remember sitting in that seat.
Oh, you had
the way I looked. I looked so gaunt and thin, and I was like, I would love to get back there.
Oh my God. Well,
I would like people to be concerned about how I look. I would like group chats to be started where people are like, have you seen Matt? Is he okay? Because I looked great. I took my shirt off at some point, Rachel. Yeah, now, granted, I was drunk by the end of this thing.
Yeah.
But I would never take my shirt off.
No. It was nice to see you.
I couldn't believe how
though.
Good I looked.
You looked great.
Again, a little frightening, a little concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think it was concerning.
No, it wasn't.
I showed the picture to Jill, and she said it was concerning. But I think that's what you say when you don't want to make the person feel bad for gaining weight. You were close to death then. Oh, isn't that worth how amazing you look? But I also, I would note, I said I didn't have a ring light at the time. I should have gotten the day the fucking... Tom Hanks got it and Rudy Gobert touched those mics. I should have put in for a ring light. And I resisted. I said, this isn't going to last that long.
Yeah, but you don't need a ring light. And I hate that you use a ring light right now. You use it.
What, you don't like it? It's
too
much.
No, I hate it. It's not what a ring light is.
Too bright? Okay, but I could change the setting. Hold on. Okay, you like
no,
that?
You're not. You're missing the point. The ring light.
Well, because I'm not listening to you.
You know, you know what? Your ring light is just fine. It's just fine.
Thanks.
But the ring light is designed to put the camera in the middle of it. Do you know what I mean? It's for like.
So you're saying you're seeing a shadow?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, fucking deal with it, man. I'll look
hey, man,
bad with it all.
Everybody has one. They think it's they're all the rage. Lee got one too, and I'm like, why'd you get it? You should like. Anyways, it's fine. It's fine. Enjoy it. You, Mazel tov to you and your ring light. I'm sure you're very happy together. You look great. Take your shirt off.
Do it by the end of the show. Take that shirt off.
So you're saying so, but your contention is that you would have looked better if you had a ring light.
Yeah, yeah, there would have been more color in my face.
Okay.
Because I would have been eating whatever chemical is in the ring light.
Right, right.
Ah, good times, good the pandemic. Times. Anyways, that was March 25th, 2021. It was a vibe.
Wow.
We're all talking about like getting vaccinated. We're like, I think my appointment for vaccination will be like soon, like in the next 3 weeks.
What,
like,
that was 20? No, that was 2021 then.
Yeah, I just said March 25th,
2021. My bad.
Yeah. All right, anyways, go back and watch that. I guess. Actually don't. I don't love that it's there, to be honest.
Sorry.
Would like could you put a real song in it so it gets taken down by YouTube?
You should have busted out the guitar. Oh, I saw. Speaking of guitars, I saw Kelly Dwyer, former guest of Isn't This Good. It's great.
All
to
the
see
luminaries.
Him. Yes. Yes.
All the former guests were there. I have a few Is This Goods for you.
Okay.
From my own personal life.
Okay.
Okay. If a pet poops in your house, is it good to send that photograph to your girlfriend if she's at work?
Yes.
Yes, right? I didn't hesitate.
Why?
But then
why
I sent it,
send
I was like,
because it's funny.
Okay.
No, but... it's not funny.
Oh,
what?
I'm sorry.
What? So, but what was the intent behind it? Was it like, oh my God, this is concerning. Look at Butch's feces. Or was it?
It's well, interesting. Interesting.
Or was it? Look what your goddamn dog did.
Oh.
It was the cat.
Oh, the cat. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which she forensically discovered.
Oh, interesting.
Pointed out the amount of hair in it.
Oh,
okay.
So sorry. So you sent a picture of feces to your girlfriend at work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was the caption, or was there a caption?
No, I think it was just speaks for itself. Really, I mean.
I thought it was just to make her laugh. You were sending a poo picture, like the time our friend Carla sent a picture of her own poo. No, that was she took an actual Polaroid of it and brought it into work.
It was a Polaroid, yeah. We had this.
Was it worthy of being photographed?
Yes. Here's
astonishing.
The thing. She was like, she was bragging about this poo that she took at work. Like, we were just, you know, hanging around, just talking in the hutch or whatever. And she's like, guys, I had the biggest poop. It was like, you wouldn't believe it. So you know what? I took a picture. She had a Polaroid camera. This is back before iPhones and stuff. Took a physical photo of her poop. And she's like, I'm going to bring in the picture. And she did. She did the next day. And it lived up to the hype.
Oh, I was just, I've never, that was the first time I'd ever seen somebody do that. Like, it was shocking.
Describe it.
You sound like
an anaconda in the toilet.
A music critic talking about Dylan going electric or something. Like, not at the time. We'd never seen anyone do it at the time.
Like, this is what people do? They take
I have to say,
sorry, but
I have to interrupt. I have to interrupt and say Polaroid. Thank you. I just have to say Polaroid. Thank you. We can move on.
Rachel. No, there's another. The next time I saw someone pull out a picture of their own feces was when we were in Mexico, and it was brought out at the dinner table. And remember?
It was
He said,
hey, it was Tass's friend Steve. Remember Big Steve?
Oh, yeah.
And he would say, hey, you want to see a picture of my pet shark? And then he would show you.
At the dinner table.
Of a massive dump he took.
Was it?
Gotcha.
I apologize if you're eating breakfast, but Was it a recent one, or does he have one that looks shark-like that he's like carded on his phone and he brings it up every time?
Great question. I'm pretty sure it was. It was just had it. He just had it on hand.
He just had
for
it.
Just such an occasion. When the conversation runs out, then he just goes.
And dinner has arrived. Here you go, guys. Enjoy.
Here you go. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty gross. Anyways, well, after I sent it, I was like, I wouldn't love to have received this picture.
I thought it was a joke. That's why I was like, yes.
But what were you?
Ah.
Again, what were you thinking at the time?
Because when we woke up, there was another poop on the ground, on the hardwood.
Gotcha.
And
then
we cleaned that up, or actually she cleaned that up, full credit. And then I walked out of the bedroom while she was at work, and there was a much bigger one on the carpet.
Oh.
And so I took a picture of it like a beleaguered housewife from the 50s being like, you think this isn't work? It's work.
Look what your kid did.
Did it occur to you that she saw it and just walked past it and left it for you?
No. It definitely, the timings didn't match up, you know?
I had a friend who, this is poo related, pet related. He would pick up a buddy of mine to go to work every day, right? And the guy's door was always open, right? So many times he would have to go in and wake the guy up. So one day he walks in the house and the guy's dog had shit at the bottom of the stairs, right? Like sort of at the landing.
Mm-hmm.
So like the perfect pile of shit right there. So he calls his buddy like, hey, let's go. We got to go to work. Drops his pants and pantomimes as if he had just taken the shit. And it was so effective that the guy actually thought that he had, what the fuck are you doing? Like, and he basically had to be, no, I was joking. It must have been your dog. I love that story.
Yeah, but then it seems like you're you really did it, and now you're blaming the dog.
That's right. It's like you got caught red-handed. Anyway.
What a prank. Was your friend George Clooney? Because those are the kind of pranks that my man George gets up to on sets.
I have another poo story.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah, more poo. At the cottage, remember the last time we were there, Jackson and I got up before you, and we're like, something smells not right. And we walked through the dark basement to go upstairs and outside.
Yes.
And we got ready. We went down to the lake. I'm like, you know what? I better text Jason and tell him that there could be poo somewhere. And you get up. Was it you that stepped in it with your bare toes?
Yep. I slipped in it.
And it's just like, it's like we intentionally left it there for you. Like, oh, you might want to clean this up. But we somehow didn't get it. Anyway, we really got out of that. That was, yeah. Did you go down, though? Did you hit the floor?
Oh, yeah.
You fell.
I fell. It was like
banana peel.
Yeah, got the shit on the back of my leg and my ass. Bam.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
I
was
mean to do that.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Unintentional awesome joke.
Yeah, you're sort of now reminding me of one that I...
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell it, and then you could edit
this out. Poo begets poo begets poo begets poo. Go on.
By the way, I call it poop, because I'm an American. Oh, okay. Americans call it poop. Canadians call it poop.
Oh, interesting.
And I like poop more.
Wow.
I think it sands the edges off a little
more. I think poo's cuter.
I don't want it to be cute. I want to...
Whoops, I just stroked the entire day.
I want to be neutral. Okay, so I went to sleepaway camp, you know, maybe too young. Yeah. And I don't know exactly how old I was. Maybe like 9, 10. Some would say too old for what I'm about to tell you.
That's not too young.
So wake up and to the sound of someone being like, oh, what the fuck? What the hell is going on in here? And it was a counselor was in the bathroom. And it's like, you sick fuck. Because, you know, this was in the 90s when you could call a bunch of children sick fucks. Which one of you fucking sick animals took a shit on the floor of the bathroom? The toilet is right here. It's 2 feet away. The fuck is wrong with you kids?
Oh my God.
So We all, everyone gets out of bed and gathers around the bathroom where there is one stall. Sure enough, there is a log of poop next to the toilet.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's like, why? How could this happen? Like, why would this happen? And everyone's like, did you do it? And everyone's like, no. Did you do it? No. And like, they're like asking me. I was like, no, that's gross. Like, I can't believe someone would do that. And everyone's accusing. So like, it turns into the crucible is what I'm trying to say. Right? Yeah. Right? It's like, you're the floor shitter. You're the floor shitter. Anyways, as everyone's yelling at each other, I go, oh God. It all comes back to me in a flash. What had happened was, I get out of bed, I go to the bathroom, I'm basically asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sit down on the toilet and I'm pooping into the toilet, but I'm very constipated.
Okay. And, wow.
And it's half out, and I guess in my like sleep addled dumb child brain, I thought like, well, I can't do anything about this. Like, this is... I can't stay here forever. So I reach under, rip it off, like a grenade, and I just put it down.
While you were sitting on the toilet? Or what do you mean?
Yeah. I reached under, picked it up, put it down.
All you had to do was let go of it. You just had to let go.
I don't know. So I don't know. I guess I was half asleep.
It? Like, where...
No. This is all I remember.
Wow.
But I was really left. I was like, did this happen?
And then
but
you put like, your hands out, and the evidence is clear to everyone when your hands are covered in poo.
Mm? Now, a lot of people said that it was this guy, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
And I let them believe it was him forever. Yeah.
Wow.
So you just threw it to the floor.
I didn't throw it. I placed it. I placed it. Does that make it better?
That's... almost worse, actually. Just
don't clip this out, Rachel. Placing. Don't. I mean, if we leave this in, don't clip it out as one of your cute little shorts, your little shits,
like you did to that piece of poop.
A cute little poo. Well, you must have washed your hands, though. You weren't that tired, because they would have sniffed you out.
No, he didn't. Look at his
face.
Yeah,
that's true. Caught brown-handed.
So, how long would you say this stick was sticking out of your butt?
I don't
know. Look, this is all I remember. I just was sleepy. Look, people sleepwalk. Are they responsible for what they do when they sleepwalk?
Sleep poo?
I mean, no.
If you could prove in court that you were legitimately sleepwalking when you shot someone, right. I don't think you would go to jail. I think that, it would be a lesser
crime. Sometimes a crime is so heinous. That somebody must be punished.
We were children. We were just children.
Well, poor Dave, though. What about Dave?
He's fine now. I think.
Ay. Okay. Cool. Ooh. Any other poo stories, or shall we move?
No, we're good. We're good. Okay, but from the bathroom or the restroom to the fitting room, here is another is this good question I had for you. Funny that you should say you were wearing a Uniqlo jacket, because I was at Uniqlo this week, and I grabbed a couple things that I wanted to try on, and then I walked to the fitting room, and there was a line, a really long line, and I was like, I'm not waiting in this line.
Okay.
So then I thought to myself, is it socially acceptable? It was a sweatshirt for me to just, and I didn't want to try it on with my shirt under it, because I wasn't going to be wearing it with a shirt underneath it. Is it socially acceptable to try this on outside the change room? Like, just in the aisle.
Like, to take your shirt, like, go... Like
yeah,
you
so
did
take my shirt off, put the
night.
Thing on, take it off, put my shirt back on.
Right. I mean...
Because I did do it.
Wow.
Like, topless.
No. Yeah, I was topless in the Uniqlo in the Glendale Gallery.
I think, generally speaking, it's frowned upon. In general,
I agree it's frowned upon.
I think the expectation is you keep your t-shirt on, unless you're... I mean, do you try on t-shirts? Like, if you try on underwear, for example, you're expected to
can't try on underwear.
Women try on underwear. Absolutely, they do.
I thought...
Bathing suits is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But with a bathing suit, you're supposed to leave your underwear on.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And
right.
I think
then you could do it. You could do that outside.
Would you try pants on? at this?
No, no. I would draw the line there.
Did anybody say anything to you?
No, I really tried to do it as surreptitiously as possible. Like I looked like I was gonna take a dump in the aisle. I made sure no one was around, and I did it very quickly. But I didn't feel great about it. But the sweater didn't fit, and I would have been way more annoyed had I waited 30 minutes in the change room line only to find out that it didn't fit. So
yeah, I think
it's okay.
I think you're fine. But you don't want your like deodorant or whatever getting on the inside of a new garment that you're not going to buy. You know what I mean?
What do you do?
What do I do? If I'm trying on a sweater, I leave my t-shirt on or whatever undershirt.
Okay, then what if you're trying on a t-shirt?
I would never try on a t-shirt. That's insane to me.
Hold on a second. From what perspective? That, oh, it's just a t-shirt? I'm a large, I'll buy a large and it'll fit?
He buys lots that don't fit him, I'll tell you that.
Okay, Rachel, tell him that he should be trying those on.
He has a t-shirt cemetery.
It's weird, isn't it? I think it's weird.
It's weird to try on a t-shirt?
Yeah, it's so close to your skin and stuff. I don't know. Like,
that's
I don't like wearing
weirdest
the t-shirts
thing I've ever
anyways
heard.
until I wash them. Like, I won't try them on and then I'll wash them. And that's a problem because I can't return
them.
Then
they shrink.
Well, yeah, exactly. So what's the point of trying it on if it's going to shrink?
Would you try on a button-down shirt?
Yes, because I can still wear a t-shirt under it while I'm trying it on.
Wow, so you really do follow the woman's bikini rule or
yes.
bathing suit
yes,
rule.
Yes, I do.
You leave your undergarment. And do you actually do that, Rachel, or you take them off?
No, I leave them on. Gross. You know how many other vaginas would be touching my vagina? Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, but you're buying.
You're the one that wants to have a threesome. I don't know.
Hey, you seem fine with it.
That's true. Now I'm reconsidering this.
You want to do some
new masturbation
some fabric
material.
Scissoring, then that's your business.
I'm sorry, did you say Fauci was wearing this bikini? Okay, I'm taking my underwear off.
Done.
Well, I think that's really weird, and I think you should reassess that. Though, let's...
Yeah, you're probably right.
We're probably
going
to have to do a poll. We're going to have to do a poll. Do you try on t-shirts before buying them?
Yeah.
Because now there's too many kinds of t-shirts. There's like loose fitting, there's athletic fit, there's slim fit. Mm-hmm. And even store to store in a small, it's completely different.
You're right.
All right. Housekeeping, you can't skip. Email me, isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. We got some great emails. Hey, Matt, had to drop you a line to say this. Remember you had a question from a listener a few episodes ago about how he was dining at the Black Grape in Edinburgh? And some people around the table were making comments about the food. You remember this, JD?
Yeah, of course.
He was dining. They ordered oysters. So people were like.
I would never eat oysters. Ugh. Gross.
I hate oysters. No. What the fuck was that? I was trying to do a Sean Connery. Okay. Anyway, the listener also mentioned the food was great. Since I spend half my time in Edinburgh for now, I decided to take my wife there for Valentine's Day. Our night was incredible with great food and drinks, probably our favorite restaurant in Edinburgh right now. Crazy how Is This Good led me to finding this gem of a restaurant in Scotland of all places. Thought you should know. Ha ha. So that's why you listen to the show. For restaurant recommendations
exactly.
In cities that I've never been to. No, actually, I have been there.
I've never been
to the Black Grape.
Me neither.
Would love to go. Hey, Black Grape, if you're listening. Yeah, I don't know. What?
hook us up.
Send us
get
a gift
some
certificate.
Merch up in here. Get us some merch. A Black
Send
Grape
us some black,
t-shirt.
Black Grape merch.
I'd like to try mine out first, though.
No, well, with merch, I know it's not going to fit me, so I don't need to try it on. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/isthisgood. You'll get ad-free episodes. You'll get access to our thriving community on Discord, and you'll get an exclusive episode every month, which will be 1 week from today, JD. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that. I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
And live stream hangout.
Ooh.
Also next week.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be a busy week next week. Survivors.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Again? It just ended.
My sentiments exactly, but yes.
Is it 2 a year?
Yeah, they do.
Is it really?
Yeah, like a fall and a winter.
Wow,
13
so
episodes each.
Filming all the time?
They do them back to back. They usually. Do you really want to get into the?
No, I just want to make sure Jeff has enough time off.
Oh, I think Jeff is fine. He spends half a year in Fiji.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Last week we talked about which household appliance you'd like to haunt if you were a ghost.
Yes.
I thought it was a funny. So I put it up as a question on Instagram.
Okay.
Follow us there. And I thought it was a fun litmus test as to whether you take the question to mean, if you're a ghost and you got to live in a household appliance for presumably the rest of your life, right, eternity, because you're a ghost, like, how comfortable do you want to be? Or how much do you want to inconvenience the people whose home you're in?
Right.
Because the way I answered it, I was like, I'll be in the air conditioner. I'll be, you know, chill. And you want to be in the washing machine because you like hot water.
Well, it was a dishwasher. Yeah, it was a warm, and sudsy. Yeah.
Right. So Rob Hopp said the microwave. I'd like to annoy people with the beeping sounds. Wow. Wolfpack said the toaster because it's the most jump scary appliance.
Ah, good one.
True. Ryan B said the oven. I'd mess with the temperature so my enemies could never enjoy a frozen pizza again.
Wow.
And Jared the Bear said I had a PS3 that would randomly turn itself on and eject the CD. Haunted the hell out of my dog. Which is... I think my PS4 does the same thing, too.
Interesting.
I also used a picture of Casper, obviously, in this.
The friendly ghost, ironically.
The friendly ghost. Yeah. And I had the thought, I was like, wow, Casper really looks like the dead ghost of Caillou.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's a thing I could tweet, you know? Because I tweet once every 7 months. So I Googled it. A lot of people had tweeted that already.
Yeah.
You can't have an original thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, is anything haunted in your house? Or any weird noises in your house?
Well, we have weird noises all the time. I don't think... I can't put my finger on anything that's specifically haunted, Rachel. Yeah.
The howling of the dogs from the farm?
Well, yes. I mean... Everything can be explained. There's always like...
It would never occur to me to...
No, I don't think everything can be explained.
Okay, go on. What do you got?
Well... Don't make him explain.
What do you got?
Okay,
and
okay.
I'll explain
but isn't it cold comfort to know that everything could be explained, but you don't know what that explanation is?
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when we were... Jill and I went to Florida for the Jackets Festival, and...
Yeah.
We were staying. My parents have a place somewhat near West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And so we were staying there, but my parents were not there. And I'd only ever been there once. It's a newish house for them. And we were staying in the guest bedroom. And the whole night, I heard something above me. Like, it sounded like someone was walking. It's only one floor.
Okay.
But I swear I heard someone walking in the ceiling. Hmm. And it kept me up.
Wow.
And then I didn't say anything about it until 2 days later. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, a weird thing, but like, yeah, I didn't sleep well because I felt like there was someone above us. And Joe was like, oh, I didn't want to say anything either. I also thought there was someone living in the attic. But there could be, because they're not there a lot. They don't live there. They live in Montreal.
Rodents?
You know?
Yeah. Not rodents?
Yeah, anything is possible, but I would say it's more likely that a man would be like, let me go find a snowbird.
How is that more likely?
Hold on. It's more likely that there's a human person living in the attic than a rodent scrabbling around up there.
Okay, that has happened once on my block in Los Angeles, in a crawl space underneath someone's home, where people throw old buckets of paint and stuff. There was someone living under there.
Okay.
But it's not going to happen more often than rodents getting into a house.
And second, in the house across the street from my house, it's a bit of an abandoned home, I guess.
Okay.
And I think people are squatting in it.
Okay.
Because there's a back fence and it keeps being ripped off the post.
Right, but that's an abandoned home.
Right, but to the person that lives in Florida, my parents' home might as well be abandoned.
Then why are they in the attic?
It's so obvious. They hear the garage door open. They go, oh, boy. They climb up to the attic where they've already set up a reserve of cans and other hobo items. And that's where they go when someone comes and they get caught.
I guess.
Hobo items.
They got their bindle.
Mm. We got their stick.
Their moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See?
Okay. I guess you're right. I'm going to check my attic tonight.
Because there's more likely a person up there than there is a rat.
Yeah, we have an attic.
Well, I mean, it's not comfortable.
No.
Could a human fit in there?
Fit, yes, but live, no. It's got like 6 feet of insulation that we just blew up there.
So you're saying the space between the bottom and the ceiling is too narrow?
No, you
can only stand in the middle.
It's
maybe.
It's not habitable. Yeah, there's nobody up there. I'm telling you. And if there's somebody up there, it's a creature with four legs.
Well, you did have a lot of creatures with four legs when you moved in, didn't you? Did you not?
Well, we absolutely did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's why you think it's rats in there.
In your parents' house?
Yes.
Possibly. It might be a guy. I don't know.
It's definitely not a guy.
Well, I'm not going to say definitely.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone looked up there since you've raised your concerns?
No. Why don't we even tell my parents? Hey, I think there's a man or woman living in your attic.
I think there's a guy up there. You might want to check it out. I don't know. See you next time.
Check and see if there's any empty.
You don't say anything weird about your house? No, like what? Maybe there's a guy living in the attic. Well, to be clear, he lives in the house, except when he hears the garage door.
Right.
Then he lives in the attic.
He's just got a system to get up there.
The attic is his lake house, if you will. It's his second home.
So speaking of Gattaca, I guess he just lives a life of just being ready to go without leaving any trace at all that he's been downstairs, you know? There's no...
Is that what Gattaca's about?
Well, he had to scrub... He was pretending to be somebody else, and he had to scrub away all of his DNA, anything that could leave a trace of DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he's living his life. He's the world's cleanest hobo, is what I'm saying.
Are people... Okay, are we even allowed to say hobo?
No, we're not. We're not. I'm following his lead. I'm saying poop
poo. No, I think if you see a homeless...
You're not even allowed to say homeless, Matt. You can't say homeless.
Okay, if you see an unhoused person on the street, you can't call him a hobo.
Unhoused.
But I think if you see a person...
Home liberated.
Riding the rails and cooking a can of beans on the fire,
Rachel,
then
don't
maybe
joke
they
about
are
this.
A hobo.
We're totally serious. It's you cannot say homeless.
What is the term then?
Unhoused is the term. I say you got to get out more, Rachel. This is ridiculous.
Jesus Christ, Rachel.
How is that less offensive than homeless?
It's Don't worry,
the same
we'll switch it back.
Fucking shit.
It'll be back.
We'll
It'll
switch
be
it back soon.
Oh my God.
Hobo's gonna swing around again.
Oh, I know why it's less offensive, because they are saying somebody took it from them. They were unhoused.
I never thought about it like that. But yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Sure.
We have enough housing for everyone.
We certainly have enough big houses.
Actually, no, we definitely need more housing. But there's a lot of dormant housing. You know what I mean? People buying investment properties, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. Empty hotel rooms.
That's a problem.
Empty attics.
Not at your place.
Okay, what a tangent. What the hell was I talking about? Okay, ghosts. Yeah.
Are
just
they
remember,
real?
Ghosts don't exist. It's always an explanation, and that explanation is there is a man living in your parents' attic. Okay, well, that's about all the time.
Is that it?
For today, I think so. Well, I don't know. No, we have time for anything else you guys want to say. I had some more stuff, but now we're an hour into it, you know. I want to start getting into new stuff now.
Well, it would be weird to talk about taking a trip without mentioning stuff that happened on the flight.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Hit me.
Okay, so...
Did a new thing happen?
Here's a new thing. A thing that I didn't mind, actually, and it has never happened to me, but I liked it when it happened.
Okay.
So Atlanta to Indy, less than 90 minutes in the air. Okay.
Beautiful.
On time flight. It was great. Had a couple of pops before we got on the flight. So had to pee. Skeets more than me. He got up first. He got up as soon as that light came off. He was like, boom, up. And he went back. And I was like, okay, as soon as... For some reason, in my head, I was like, as soon as Skeets comes back, he was sitting in like a couple of rows ahead of me. I'm going myself. So I did. He sat down. I went back. There was a guy sort of at the same time. There were two restrooms back there. But here's the thing. Short flight, they get those carts out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trapped back there. Like, Because I didn't want to be the guy to be like, I just got to get to my seat. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing.
Can I sneak by? Can I squeeze by?
Yeah, because there's no squeezing by. They have to pull the whole thing all the way back. And I didn't want to mess with her flow. And they had a second cart sort of moving forward. And then there was one moving, like there was one moving forward and one moving back from the
like
front.
Like a hitter being caught in a rundown between second and first.
That's right. So I would have had
No, hold on. There is one move you could have done. There's one move you could have done.
Okay. Let's
hear it. It's the sidle into someone's seat.
Yeah.
They move it one row back, and then you go in front of it.
Totally full
like
flight.
Like a very like side-scrolling Mario video game style move.
I would have had to like literally... like straddle somebody to do that.
Dick and face.
Okay, sometimes there's an empty seat.
I know, like but someone, they're totally full flight. Anyways, I was fine with it because I was standing. This is a nice, smooth flight. I was like, I had my phone. I had my headphones. I was just listening to a podcast anyways. So yeah, it was great. And there was another guy standing. Rachel put up that picture. And you had a nice view of everybody, what everybody was watching. And I was able to stand. So a couple.
That looks like Trey Kirby. Is that Trey?
No, it's not Trey. That's like
looks
Trey.
Looks like old Trey when Trey first moved to Toronto. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't Trey. He was even more timid than me. And that was the other thing. I would have had to go by this guy to get to the cart. So a couple of observations. Somebody. This is again. You can bring it back, Rachel. Somebody was watching the third act of Oppenheimer. Right. This is again less than 90 minutes in the air, and they decided to like, are they watching Oppenheimer in parts on the plane? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, or they had gone through 2/3 the night before, fell asleep, said I'll finish the last third on the plane.
I guess, but you know, as Nolan intended, right? Like,
right.
Then
it's like, I don't want to see the bomb go off. I'll just skip to
Let's just get to the weird
to
sex
the Downey
part in
Jr.
the chair.
Part.
Yeah. Well, all of that stuff in there. Also, Jared Dent started watching Oppenheimer on the plane. Like, yeah, okay.
Oh, that's insulting.
So Oppenheimer ended for that woman, and then she started watching the Cowboys season of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you go back and watch Hard Knocks from years before? Like, why is it
How many years old is it?
It was 21. 2021. I looked it up. I watched
What are you saying? So you literally went to take a piss and became Statler and Waldorf of Delta Airlines?
Totally. Totally. Another person, a grown man, watching How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it.
It's a great movie. It is a great movie. I guess that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, here's another observation. It's not movie related. Put the photo back up.
Okay.
I want you to take a look at the... It's very hard to see because she's far away. The flight attendant wore heels for the entire flight.
Okay.
That's not a thing that they normally do, is it?
She is a brave hero of the air.
No. They
In the Pan Am days.
Pan Am days, sure. But we're not in the Pan Am days. Usually they'll wear heels onto the flight and then change into flats.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
What makes you so sure about this?
I always look.
He's a bit of a voyeur for shoes, I think.
Well, I'm always on the aisle. And if you're wearing heels, I'm going to notice. Let's just say that.
Fucking wikifeet.com over here.
Detective. You're a gumshoe.
He went over and said, miss, wouldn't you be more comfortable in a nice pair of flats?
The answer is yes, right, Rachel?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, you wouldn't wear heels on a... How is that even...
Okay, but some men wear suits on a plane.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's equivalent, male equivalent.
No, it's not a male equivalent.
It's not.
Standing
this woman
in
is
heels,
working.
It's fucking torture.
She's working the entire time.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay, the standing part's different. But you were standing and you loved it.
I loved it. I was wearing Vans. I wasn't serving
Jesus,
people.
Aren't you an adult? Aren't you a father of two? You're wearing Vans?
You know what?
Would you hop on your longboard and go...
You should see the shoes he's wearing now.
Would you hop on the drink cart and ride it down the aisle?
Okay, I'm a man boy. Yes, it's true, but... I used to be sort of like, oh, people should go back to dressing up on the flights. You know what? Fuck that. They make us basically strip to get on the goddamn flight. Like, of course you're going to wear slippers and track pants and stuff. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm not from the school of dressing up for flights.
No. No. It is becoming a little bit like a bus, though. But that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I do have some airline stuff, to be honest. Go on. We're going to save it for next week. Patreon.com/isthisgood. You're going to hear about a fight I had with JetBlue customer service. Oh. It started with the chatbot, then it went to the phone. Full recap next week.
Wow. Stay tuned.
If that's another reason to subscribe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And you can get a free trial, too, if you want to be cheap and just get that for free and then cancel. I'm glad you're back.
That's good.
If you haven't listened to Monday's episode with Jay Skeets, it was the return of the wheel. Everyone loved it. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
What's so fucking funny?
It's nothing funny.
The show we do is funny to you?
Yes, it is. That's why we do it.
Oh, yeah, right. It is supposed to be funny. But if this one wasn't, we're very sorry.
Better luck next time.
Hey, we'll real quick, one more poo thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I took my first dump in an arena this past weekend.
Like in the center? Like
no, center just court? In general.
Like Scooby of Christian and Scooby?
Yeah. It was at the Lucas Oil Stadium, football stadium, Saturday mm-hmm. night. We were there for like 4 hours, 5 hours.
So that's a stadium, not an arena.
That's a stadium, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to avoid that kind of thing, but had to do it. It was an emergency.
Wow. I don't.
You don't?
Anonymity? What's it's great?
But it was sort of near the media section, so.
There were tweets. Let's just say that.
I could see people
new meaning to the term
by.
Woj bomb. All right. Email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Subscribe everywhere. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This was JD, Matt, and Rachel reaching out from the great beyond. We'll see you next week.